Welcome back to Your Latino USA. I'm Raquel Cepeda, in for Maria Hinojosa. Previously on this program, you might have heard us talk about La Bestia. It's the freight train that starts on the southern Mexican border and winds its way up along to the northern border with the U.S. Thousands of Central American and Mexican migrants ride on La Bestia as stowaways every day, with hopes of eventually crossing into the U.S. Criminal organizations control the route. Kidnapping, rape, and extortion are common. That's forcing migrants, especially women and children, to look for alternative means of travel. Jasmine Garst reports.
When I first meet Maria Gomez, all she wants to talk to me about is food. She says back home people eat a lot of fish, fried or in soup. She likes it fried. We're at a migrant shelter in the town of Villahermosa, near the Guatemalan border. There's a soupy, jungle-like heat here. It makes it feel like your clothing is melding to your body. Maria is from Honduras, and she's trying to make her way up to the U.S. She's 7 months pregnant, and the food cravings are driving her crazy.
Sí, me dieron ganas de venirme porque embarazada y a las personas no les gusta darle trabajo a uno.
Maria says she decided to go to the U.S. because nobody in Honduras wants to hire a pregnant woman. Her husband left her, and she says it's hard being a single mother. Years ago, undocumented immigrants going to the U.S. were mostly Mexican, but now they're mainly Central Americans. A lot of them are children and women, like Maria, being pushed out by poverty and violence.
In the last few months, we have noticed that the immigration experience has changed dramatically and very visibly.
Marta Sanchez is the coordinator at the Mesoamerican Migrants Movement, which tries to locate Central Americans who have disappeared while traveling through Mexico.
The people who are coming are truly desperate and willing to do absolutely anything. We really think we are witnessing a pressure cooker situation that is about to explode. This is not migration, this is forced expulsion.
Marta echoes what's been widely reported by activists and migrants alike. Gangs are getting on the trains and demanding a toll of $100 per station. Those who can't pay get pushed off the train. And if you're a woman, it's a particularly difficult trek. Somewhere between 6 and 8 out of 10 women are raped when they migrate through Mexico. The country has also become one of the most active sex trafficking nations in the world. That's why women and children are more likely to try and travel on buses or hitchhike than ride the train. Maria, for example, is taking the bus. Maria says, anything can happen on that train. I could fall. That scares me. It's dangerous. I've seen the news. Bad things happen. I wouldn't like that to happen to me. I'm standing here in Veracruz, in the city of Coatzacoalcos, and I'm standing right next to the freight train known as the Beast. The city of Coatzacoalcos is known as one of the most dangerous places for migrants to ride the Beast.
Confiamos en Dios y que lo saque adelante.
Wilmer Garay is sitting on the Coatzacoalcos tracks with two travel buddies. They've made it this far by bus, more than 400 miles from the Guatemalan border. But he's going to continue on the train, even though he knows how risky it is. He says he hopes God protects him. One of his friends, Selvin Figueroa, is faltering.
Primeramente Dios que me cuide y me guarde, pero yo no me quiero subir en el tren, porque es muy peligroso. Para mí mejor viajar en bus.
Selvin says he's scared of the gangs that control the trains and of being pushed off. He's seen people come back to his hometown in Honduras with missing limbs. He says it's better to travel by bus. Riding buses through Mexico has its own set of dangers. There's no direct line from the southern border to the border with the U.S.
Tampoco en bus, está peligroso también por migración.
Selvin says riding the bus makes you a sitting duck. Mexican immigration police constantly stops buses and raids, and sometimes even wait at the stations where migrants transfer from one bus to the next. And buses also make immigrants easy target for gangs. By the time migrants reach central Mexico, they seem to have become disabused of the notion that any mode of travel through Mexico is safe. Tequixquiac is a hot, dusty little town in the outskirts of Mexico City, with deserted streets lined by cement box houses with political graffiti. This is midway through Mexico, about 650 miles north of the Guatemalan border. I meet Gustavo Morales, a 21-year-old Honduran traveling with a group of teenagers and his drums.
So, me vine en autobús.
They made it to Mexico City by bus, but now they're sitting on the train tracks waiting for La Bestia.
Mi hermano decidió salir del país.
Gustavo says, my brother decided to leave the country. It was on a day just like today.
Entonces él llegó a la casa y decidió decirle a mi mamá que se iba a venir por no verla así como estaba.
So he got home and told mom he was leaving because he couldn't bear to see the life she was living. Gustavo says he didn't know it wasn't in his destiny to make it. People told me he was pushed off the train. When his body got to Honduras, it was destroyed. A year later, Gustavo is hopping on the same train.
Pues hasta ahorita voy a abordar el tren y espero que no haya ningún problema en el camino, que todo esté limpio.
He's heard if you ride the bus further north, you are sure to get caught by immigration police. Today is the first time he's going to get on the beast. At least on the train, he has a chance of making it to the border. For Latino USA, I'm Jasmine Garst in Mexico City.